Good afternoon.
Okay, now we're done. Good afternoon or good morning, depending on what part of the country you're in. It's noon for me, and our guest today is Wendy Daly, and she's in the frozen wastelands of South Dakota, where I believe it's Central Time. So good morning, Wendy. Thanks for joining Drive Through HR. How are you today?
I'm well, just trying to stay warm. We've got a bit of a blizzard, snowstorm happening the past couple of days, so I keep trucking it into work and letting the kids enjoy a couple of snow days. So
Philadelphia is expected to get like 12 inches of snow, and I know that I wasn't going to be at the meeting, but the organization that I run, we had a regional meeting scheduled there for tomorrow, and I got was reached out to today by the local, you know, the local group that was going to host it, and they said we better cancel this thing or move the date. So we had to, so it's snowing in many parts of the country. I'm in Georgia, and it's as I told you on the pre-show warm up as we were talking, it's rainy here, but it's in the 50s. So I'll take that trade from you anytime for the.
I would take that.
So Wendy, as you know, we're getting together today. I'm doing a series of episodes of Drive Through, trying to introduce as many people from the SHRM 2018 blog squad or social media team as are willing to come on and, you know, talk to me for 30 minutes or so. You were naive enough to sign up for some of the more experienced people. Tell me, because we have not met in person. You're one of a few people I haven't met on the team this time around that I haven't met in person. So tell me and our listeners, who is Wendy Daly and what do, kind of, and how you got involved in this whole thing called SHRM 18 Blog Squad?
Well, sure. Happy to be here. Very excited for the blog squad this year. I've been in human resources almost 20 years. I started when I was 10. And
right.
I've been doing it in a variety of different industries. My husband and I have lived quite a few different states. We've been in Tennessee and Colorado, Michigan, Virginia, Montana, now South Dakota, which is where we both grew up. I think I've hit a different industry pretty much every state that we've lived in. But now I am an HR business partner type position for South Dakota State University, and I work in the Facilities and Services Department and support them in all of their HR and IT and anything else that seems to come up. I'm kind of that jack of all trades position here. Enjoy working with the folks. Getting into the blog squad, so I know you talked with John, and John and I started a chat
John Thurman.
Yeah. Thurman, thank you.
Just for folks that might not associate him with all the other Johns in the world.
Right. with all the other Johns. So he and I started the Not at SHRM 17 hashtag and kind of grew that into a Twitter chat on Sundays once a month, which we really have really had a lot of fun with. And that turned into an invitation from the SHRM group to join the blog squad and SHRM 18. A little over a year ago, I did start my own blog and have grown that a little bit, enjoyed writing it. I wanted to be a writer when I was a kid, so now I get to do that. So it's been quite the year. I'm very excited about it and really looking forward to getting to know people. And I love that you're doing this because getting to meet these folks, this is really what John and I have been pushing forth in our podcast and in our Twitter chats, is getting to know people on a personal level.
Right. Steve Brown, who of course is the world champion networker of all time, you know, that's really, I think, his life calling, is to connect, you know, literally all the HR people around the world. And it's why I got involved in social media in the first place. I was like, man, I can't believe you can actually meet all these people, and you know, it literally changed my professional life and to some extent my personal life. I don't know because the show's not about me, but and that was like 10 years ago. And I did a show last week with Ben Eubanks, who I joke that I literally have known him since he was two, because he was barely out of college and working in HR, and now he's an analyst with his own company. And it's just amazing that I've known people for 10 years, and then there's somebody like you who I've never met before, and we continue to be able to communicate this way, which will help us, you know, be more familiar with each other as well as other people at the conference. And I think that, you know, that's the whole purpose of doing these shows. And I haven't been a very active participant in any Twitter chats this year, Next Chat or your HR Social or any of those. I kind of see them, you know, vicariously in my stream every now and then, but it was really fun to get to, it was really fun to talk to John. And I think you guys are doing some really great work and it makes a difference. It really does. And I, you know, so I applaud you for kind of taking that effort. And I'm glad that, like you said, it's been an amazing year. That's the upside. It doesn't pay a lot of money, but some of us make money off of it. Some make money off of it. I never do, but it does pay a lot. Networking and stuff like that. So
it's those connections to me that are really important. And I agree with what you say that it's. You know, you hate to say it changed my life, but it's changed kind of my outlook on what I define as success now. Because I kind of have stopped saying I need to have a certain title in order to be successful. So if I look at what I'm doing on my blog and what we're doing with the podcast and getting to network and meet people, and I'm helping other people make those same connections, that's success. So it's been great watching just myself grow for the past year.
it really does. And when you write a blog, you know, it makes you a better writer, which helps you at work. I mean, there's definitely benefits to stretch yourself and grow and all that kind of stuff. So I think you said it's the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Is that what you said earlier?
That is correct. We are the Jackrabbits. We actually have both our men's and women's basketball teams playing this afternoon to see if they get a ticket to the big dance. So we'll be shutting down one of our break rooms this afternoon and just having some fun.
Wendy?
Yes. I'm still here.
All right. Well, it says she's still here, and it looks like Wendy. Can you check and see if you hit the mute button accidentally?
Can you hear me? Can you hear? I can hear you. Can you hear me? There. I'm hearing beeping.
Wendy?
Yep. Are you there? I'm here.
Ah. Okay. Sorry. I can hear you now.
Okay,
good. Could you hear me the whole time?
I could.
Okay, awesome. I couldn't hear anything back you were saying if you said anything. So love technology, hate technology. I was looking to make sure I didn't hit mute. All right. So anyway, is it the Jackrabbits? Is that the name of the school mascot? Is that what you said?
That is correct. We are the Jackrabbits. They're quite prolific around here, so
I assume you're talking about the actual Jackrabbits and not the students. Anyway. Well, it's spring break,
so the students are not here right now.
Awesome. They're in Florida and somewhere in Mexico and all places, all skiing and all kinds of other things. That's fun. It doesn't seem possible that it's spring break, but I guess it is March, so that makes sense. I don't really pay attention to that anymore. All right, so let's talk about we've kind of given our the necessary nod to how valuable social media is. You've been to SHRM National, you said a couple times, but this is your first time as part of the group. So what I've been asking first timers is, how do you plan to attack being a blogger? What's your plan to blog at SHRM 18? And you know, what do you hope to accomplish?
Lots of coffee, probably. You know, I think it was Jessica Miller Merrill had put out the recommendation to get some blog posts half written before you get there. And so I think that's one of the things I'm going to do. The first two, I went to Sherm when it was in Orlando, and then 2 years ago when it was in D.C. And
okay.
When I left D.C., my immediate thought was I missed all those smart stage sessions. And, you know, I spent all my time going to the big sessions. So I think this year I'm going to focus on those shorter sessions. One, to give me a little more time to write and connect with the other bloggers. But two, and maybe it's just my attention span is a lot lower, but an hour and a half in a session listening to somebody just feels like it's going to be super long this year. And so I kind of want to be able to sit back and take it in, make some new connections, meet people. And John and I have talked about doing a couple of fun things as well, maybe getting out into the vendors a little bit more. But stepping away from going to too many big mega sessions, I did sign up to do a couple of pre-blog interviews with speakers, so I'm going to be working on those in the next couple of weeks too. So,
yeah, that's one of the things that I have to do, I guess. Although, you know, this, doing these shows, even with the wrinkles it creates when they go dead on you for a second, you know, this creates a lot of content. It doesn't require writing, but it's that
right.
Live element that works positively or negatively sometimes. So besides John, who else? I mean, I know that I've seen you, like Kate Bischoff, and you know, some mm-hmm. of the folks that you know. Who else on the Shermie Team Vlog Squad do you know? And then the inverse question of that is, there anybody that you haven't met that you really look forward to trying to connect with on the squad itself?
You know, I was looking at the list the other day, and I'm about half and half. I know about half of them, I think, and about half that I still need to meet. But Kelly Marinelli and I we call ourselves a social media friendship success story. We knew each other online on Twitter, and I was giving a talk, a Disrupt HR talk in Minneapolis, and she knew people there. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to come out. And so she came out, and people looked at us strange because, you know, had never met each other before, but here we are hugging,
right.
And, you know, yay, finally meeting you. I'm super excited because tomorrow I fly out to Denver, and I'm going to Disrupt HR there, speaking in Denver. And so I get to have lunch with Mary Faulkner, hanging out with Kelly again and Kyra Makovich, and just looking forward to meeting all the people in Denver that I haven't met yet. But there's quite a few, you know, like I said, it's probably about half and half folks that I have met and folks that I haven't met, which makes it just a lot of fun to know that we get to go and hang out. And my goal is to, I think somebody did it last year, but my goal is to get a selfie with every blogger. So we'll see if we can make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll just do one big one. No, but you want one selfie.
Yeah, I'd like to do one-on-ones just to say, you know, so I can go back, and I'm a very visual person, so I need to, if I see their face, I'll remember them. If I just see their name, it may or may not register, so.
Yeah, I hear you. It's one of the downsides, or it's not the dark side. You know, you meet people in social media settings sometimes, and like, you know, you shake hands or you say hello, and then you don't see them for 3 or 4 years. And honestly, sometimes I forget that I've actually met them. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
you sort of meet them all over again, and then they say, well, we met at so-and-so. And I'm like, damn it. You know, just anyway.
The thing I love about social media is you can keep that relationship going.
Yeah.
You know, you don't fall off.
It doesn't work with every contact you make. But anyway, Kelly is that, you know, you mentioned Smart Stage. I did Sabrina Baker and I did a social media sort of getting how we got started. It wasn't even a smart stage. It was just one of those impromptu pop-up sessions. And Kelly mm-hmm. was there, and I went over and said hello to her because she was talking and nodding along as we were speaking. And I saw her in Steve Brown's session, and I went over and introduced myself. And yeah, I've seen her a couple times. Last time I ran into her, I was in D.C. She was at a SHRM meeting, and I was there for something else. And I saw her, you know, mentioning being in D.C. on Twitter. So I ran from the hotel I was at over to the hotel she was at, and we had a drink in the evening along with one of her colleagues from Colorado. And mm-hmm. Mary Faulkner spoke at one of my events last year in Newport Beach, California. So, you know, it's not just knowing people. I mean, it's actually, you know, having, you know, building your relationships and having them mm-hmm. do things, and, you know, for you professionally and all that kind of stuff. Cool. Let's see. So you're hoping to get into vendors. I dread vendors. I mean, vendors are great, but I have a really hard time finding the energy to sort of write their PR releases. I do go to the floor to look for those kind of unusual things that are on the big exhibit hall at SHRM. Mm-hmm. I always try to find the little quirky, you know, something new, as opposed to going to the, you know, what used to be the giant monster booth or whatever. They're bought up now, and I don't think they're doing that anymore. But mm-hmm. So with vendors, what are you interested in? Is it artificial intelligence, or is it something else in particular?
You know, not really anything in particular. I work for the state, so it's one of those things that I always dreaded it in the past, and so I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. But since I work for the state, I can make zero decisions on buying artificial intelligence or anything like that. So it's always been one of those, can I just get your stuff and let me go? But there's a few, you know, one of them I did sign up to chat with Fitbit. I've been a fan of theirs for numerous years now. I've had their stuff. I love how they're getting into the wellness. And, you know, hoping to, you know, how can we help influence what they do, or help them influence us to influence our employees and some of that wellness stuff, even if I'm not going to buy your product? How can you still be a good steward of some of that stuff, even if I can't buy all of my staff members a Fitbit? What else can you offer to help me help them? And so I think I want to approach some of that vendor stuff that way. Because, their main goal is to make a sale. I get that. But since I've kind of gotten into this networking, building community type thing, you know, we're more likely to be able to influence someone like Fitbit or getting new AI or something like that here if I have a relationship with somebody. You know, and are able to build that. I need to have that first, and then I might be able to make some influential change. But, you know, if I bring, hey, here's this super cool new software, and I show it to the Board of Regents, they're going to brush me off.
Yeah, and I was joking when I said vendor. You know, I dread vendors. I don't. I mean, I used to really try to do, like, all the PR pitches, and, you know, that's hard because there's not a lot. In what I used to do, labor relations, there wasn't a lot of value in, like, me talking to talent, you know, talent acquisition or ATS. I mean, it was interesting for me to hear kind of what their technology was, but I wasn't buying it, and I wasn't even really writing about it in my blog, and it was just sort of like this, you know, I was trying to do it out of obligation to being a blogger at the event, but I finally decided. So what I've started to focus on, I think, and has been more profitable for me is, you know, look at those organizations whose cultures I like Ultimate Software or Global Force.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of build relationships there. And, you know, somebody from Ultimate is going to speak at my conference in Tampa next month. Going to talk about three megatrends reshaping the workforce. So that's cool that we're able to, like, you know, do that. And again, it's that networking thing that you talked about.
Yeah.
Same thing with SHRM. You know, I Kelly and Carol McDaniel are on the, somebody I know from Florida are on the talent expertise panel. I used to be on one of those until this year and rolled off. And, you know, it's great to be able to have those extended connections and share info.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a silly question. Go ahead.
Okay.
If you got something to say, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to I hadn't mentioned that, you know, it's building those relations, because you mentioned you're having someone from Ultimate come and talk to your a group of yours. So I'm very active in the SHRM local, the Brookings area mm-hmm. local human resources, and also getting involved at the state level. And so, you know, a lot of people don't want to come to South Dakota. So we do need to, you know, build some of those relationships with the vendors to get them to come and sponsor our stuff as well. So one of those other things that I'll be looking for while I'm there.
Yeah, and they shouldn't overlook. And you do something with Disrupt HR as well, don't you?
Yes.
I see that?
Yeah, I brought it here to Brookings, and we actually, it's great work. Since I work for the university, we were able to hold it at the football stadium. They've got a great club-level room. And we had about 120 folks show up for our very first one, which for, you know, a town of about 25,000 people, we were pretty happy with that.
Yeah, well, for a second there, I had visions of like a Saturday, you know, morning Disrupt HR at the football stadium, students, you know, all that, the whole university turning out, and that they'd be like, "What the hell are we doing?" I don't know. Anyway, but you have your fingers in a lot of pieces of the a lot of different pieces of community then between SHRM and Disrupt and many others. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like. Since I stopped being scared of networking, I've really enjoyed it.
You have about 9 minutes left.
Okay.
This is not a SHRM 18 question, just curious. So you mentioned that you moved around. Have you always worked for state functions, or is this a new experience for you to work in a state organization?
This is new for me. I worked for United Airlines. That was my first HR experience. I did recruitment for them back when I lived in Denver for a few years. I've worked for a bank. I've worked for a couple of hospitals in different states. And then my husband, God bless him, wanted to teach at the college level. Finished his doctorate and really wanted to come back to his alma mater, SDSU. And my joke is, once he got his doctorate, I ran out of excuses of moving back to South Dakota. but it's been a really good experience. I've got a great boss here who supports me doing stuff like going to SHRM 18 and being on the blog squad. So it's been really good for me professionally. And my boss is great because he does see that there's value to him and the organization in me going to events like SHRM 18 and being involved in the local SHRM groups. So
got to give
him a shout out.
Some organizations, regardless whether they're public or private, have a hard time, you know, sort of justifying letting people have time off to go and run around and speak and stuff. And I was fortunate enough to have an employer in the past who not only accommodated my blogging, but let me go speak, and ultimately turned out to recognize that it made a difference to the organization in a number of ways. And that was an enlightening thing for me, I think, as an HR professional, but I also really appreciated that support and latitude.
So I want to do some.
I've got sort of three or four silly questions.
Sure.
So one of them is, because there's always controversy about, you know, what kind of soft drink will be served at the conference. Are you a Coke or a Pepsi person?
You know, I've really kind of given up pop in the past couple of years. But if I have to choose, I do go with Coke, specifically
okay.
Cherry Coke.
I can tell that you're from the Midwest because you called it
right.
pop, not soda. so, okay. All right. So Cherry Coke, bacon, yes or no?
Oh, definitely yes. Everything's better with bacon.
No. it's a strange HR fascination. I don't experience the same bacon level of bacon when I attend other groups. They must have their own technology groups like coffee, you know, cappuccinos and stuff. But HR loves bacon.
It's nice to have something a little different.
Yeah, I guess. So you live, South Dakota, so like there's no pro football, no pro sports. Are you like a Minnesota Vikings fan, or is it just all college all the time, or do you not care?
I am a Minnesota Viking fan by marriage. When I lived in Denver, I was an anti-Bronco fan, which may lose me some friends. I don't care as much anymore. It was the Broncos in your face all the time that kind of annoyed me. But we do love going to football games here. We have season tickets to the Jackrabbits. We try to go to some basketball games. I wish baseball was actually in the summer, college baseball, because it's just too cold to go sit at a baseball game or a softball game in March. But we are be watching our women's basketball team and our men's basketball teams today as they play for a ticket to the Big Dance. So.
Cool. Hockey at all? I know, you know, it's kind of it extends over, but.
Yeah. We have a high school, pretty good high school team here that we'll go to every once in a while. But otherwise, I like to go watch a game, but I'm not big following
not a big
anybody
fan.
At this point.
You're not going to join the HR Puckheads closed Facebook group anytime soon. Okay.
Probably not.
Josh Rock and a number of us are in that. So I worked for Anderson Windows in Minnesota for a number of years. And they seem to have this, you know, sadistic love of bringing us up for, you know, talent planning meetings or, you know, goal setting for the next year. It was always in December and January. And so I got to experience sort of the lifestyle of Minnesota where everybody has snowmobiles and ice fishing sheds. Is it similar in South Dakota or are you guys? Yeah. So that it's a four, I mean, it's, so they have the summer sports and their winter sports and everybody gears their life to being outside all the time. It seems.
You try. I mean, my husband and I are not big winter sport people, at least here. If we lived in the mountains, we might be skiers, but the idea of going out and sitting on the ice for several hours waiting for a fish to bite just doesn't sound like fun to either one of us.
but you just watch your 4K widescreen home theater in your ice fishing shed and
that would be us if we were going to do that.
You stay home and sit by the fireplace, which sounds reasonable to me. Fled from the snow, as I said earlier. So anyway, we fear the heat in Georgia, so the humid summer.
And you can keep that heat.
About 2 minutes. I told you to think of something that you might share with people that they don't know about you. So this is that question, and then we're going to do a quick wrap up.
Oh gosh, you mentioned that, and I'm like, what? Something that people don't know about me. I feel like
fair warning.
You did. You know, so I'm gonna tell one of my favorite meeting people, knowing someone on social media and then meeting them. So when I was at Disrupt Minneapolis, like I said, you know, Kelly Marinelli came, and I knew there was a bunch of people I knew from Twitter who were going to be there, and went into the bathroom, and there was a gal at the sink there washing her hands, and I glanced over at her, and I looked over, and I'm like, "You're Wendy," and she looked at me, and it was like, "You're Wendy." So it was Wendy Berry, who's Tudala on Twitter.
Yep.
She and I running into each other in the bathroom, of all places. I always love running in. I always love meeting other Wendys because I never knew any others when I was growing up. So it was, I said, we've got the best meeting someone you know from Twitter story, I think, because what are the odds you're going to run into them in the bathroom?
So I was going to, Wendy Berry was supposed to be on yesterday, and then I had to cancel. And we're going to reschedule. But I was going to use a theme this week of it's Wendy, and then our guests the remainder of the week are, you know, like Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and Captain Hook. But that didn't work. Island of Lost Children. That didn't work out. Tell everybody your Twitter handle so they can join in the chat, and then I'm gonna after that we have about 30 seconds. I'm gonna wrap up the show. So tell them where you can be found on Twitter.
Yep. Yeah. Find me on Twitter. I am Wyndall93. That's WYNDALL93. And I love connecting with people on Twitter. That's my favorite way. So find me there.
Wendy, thanks for being on Drive Through today. Really appreciate it. Just wanted to know you. I look forward to meeting you in Chicago, and we'll have a couple of pops while we're there. Have a great day.
I think that would be great. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.